Hello, this is Twiliel with the Sanctuary Meditation from Shining Hearth 2021. Adjust your position so that you are comfortable, but not too likely to fall asleep. Once you're settled, close your eyes and breathe deeply 3 times, finding your equilibrium and center. From that center, extend your awareness down through your body and down to whatever surface you are sitting or lying on, and there at the joining, feel roots beginning to emerge, reaching and stretching even lower, down through the floor, through the building or basement if there is one, and finally into the earth itself. You are a child of the earth, a growing thing, a cousin of plants. And you need roots to be safe as they do. Roots to keep you secure, to allow you to ground deeply. Exchange energy with the earth. Breathe in the energy of growth and renewal. And breathe out anything you don't need to carry right now. In and out. In and out. When you are ready, bring your awareness back up into your body and then into the highest part of your body, the closest to the sky. From that part of your body, feel branches and tendrils grow, reaching up, up towards the sun, through the ceiling, through the building, the upper floors or attic if there is one, and out into the fresh air. You are a child of the sky, too, in need of sunshine and rain. Feel the weather where you are and take it in like a plant. Sunshine or rain, clouds or wind, delight in it and become aware also of the position of the sun, the moon, the stars. Though they may not be visible to your waking eyes, you can feel them up there and can drink in their light. Breathe in this guiding light and breathe out anything you do not need to worry about right now. In and out. In and out. When you feel refreshed, bring your awareness back to your body and watch as mist rises up from the ground to enclose you, becoming as dark as your perception of the world through your closed eyelids. But it is safe, this misty darkness, and you know you can journey through it. As you begin to move forward, a path appears at your feet, softly glowing, and leading you, in the distance, to a door. When you get to that door, open it and walk through into the rotunda, closing the door behind you. There are many doors here, in a wide open circle around a smooth floor. Above you, the walls seem cylindrical and are perhaps closer together at the top, but it never quite turns into a ceiling. Stop for a minute and take a moment to observe. What else do you see? What do you hear? Can you smell anything? Cross the rotunda to your right and find an elevator door that will lead you upwards. Inside the elevator, look for the button that will take you to the very crown of the tree. Press that button and the elevator will begin to rise smoothly upwards. When at last you have reached your destination, the door of the elevator opens, and you step onto a circular platform, perhaps a dozen feet across. As you step on, a rail rises around the edge until it is a comfortable height for you to lean on. and then the entire platform raises approximately one more story, so that you are standing on a platform that is a few feet above even the highest leaves on the great tree. Up here, what is the air like? How does it feel? Can you smell anything on the breeze? What can you see below? Do you hear anything? This is an island with a huge tree in the middle, and below you its roots divide the land into wedges. Some are bright and warm, others dark and cool, as though the sun stands still, leaving some places eternally in shadow and winter. One wedge is thickly forested, but others have concentric rings of habitation. First, of the treatment centers, a continuation of the hospital that is inside the trunk of the tree itself. These outer rooms are convalescent places, therapy rooms, assisted living, and the more intensive spa areas. Below ground, you know there is more of the same, as well as hot springs and mud pools and therapeutic caves. Beyond those buildings is a ring of more recreational spaces, dormitories, and a few longer-term residences for those who plan to spend a while here or who plan to return often. Below ground, there is even more relaxation and recreation to be found. The next is a ring of parkland, some wild, some more controlled. As the parkland fades into agricultural space, the next ring of habitation begins. These are the semi-permanent dwellings and shops of the refugees and migrants, brought to the shore by turmoil in their homelands. These towns ring most of the island, though the great routes are roads through the rings, ending past the farthest out buildings and at the edge of the beach dunes. The beaches are at times sandy and at times pebbly or outright rocky, matched to the parkland further inland, within each wedge. As you finish looking, you notice a person standing beside you, though you do not remember when they appeared. As the platform lowers you back to the elevator door, ask for directions to where you wish to go. Respect that there are places that will be off-limits to you today. Your time here is now coming to a close. An attendant has arrived to help you prepare to leave. When you are ready, follow them back to the rotunda where you first entered. Take one last turn around the rotunda and find the door that brought you here. When you have found it, walk through and back into the misty darkness. Follow the path back to the place where you can reconnect with your physical body. Settle back in and begin to feel the position of your body. Become aware once more of the scents and sounds around you. Move a little once you can, and open your eyes. Stretch, drink a little water, and maybe eat a snack. And don't forget to write down your experiences in a journal. Thank you.